Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Another guy the Yankees desperately need to step up this year, and that's Giancarlo Stanton, who had himself a fucking night last night.
Jesus.
Three home runs, all tater shots.
Yeah.
The Dig Bic energy was out in Tampa last night, and I know Marco Gonzalez is tailor-made for Giancarlo Stanton, junk ball and lefty, but, I mean, Jesus, dude, if you didn't get a little excited.
Okay. A little chubby.
Can I just Here's why I hate when people say here's why I hate when people have to just I don't know, like, I can't think of the word I want to say.
Pessimistic, find the negative.
No, like, they just always have to, like, take their shot at a moment. Like, I tweeted something out like, this is the most dangerous he looked in one spring training, and then he looked all of last year, right? And then other people have to be like, oh, this guy's tailor made for him. He's a junk ball and lefty. Like, people have said that. Mm-hmm. Hey, how many junk ball and lefties did Giancarlo Stanton look dominant against last year? How many games did he hit three, almost four home runs with eight or nine RBIs, whatever he had? How many times did he do that last year? How many times did Giancarlo Stanton, even on foul balls, turn on the ball so well that he smoked it down the line? I don't care who's pitching right now. I don't care if it was a little leaguer.
Right.
I haven't seen Giancarlo look like that in over a year. I'm going to be excited.
Dead center. 455 dude, dead center.
It was impressive. I don't care who's on the mound. And you got to be, as a Yankee fan right now, you have to hang your hat on some shit, man. I'm going to be excited about that.
Sure.
No, I mean, you have to be excited about the way Giancarlo Stanton looked last night. That is Big G right there. That's a guy that can wreck a baseball game. And if that guy, and I said this in their chat last night, if this guy is an 850 OPS guy this year, the Yankees are going to have one of the most dangerous offenses in baseball.
And
by default, he almost can't not at that point.
And hold on. I just want to make a point real quick.
Okay, mm-hmm. He's going to make a point.
When was that? Last night?
He did that? Point. Yeah. We'll make a point.
Okay, Christian.
Well, listen.
Again, it's just spring training. What was Big G's batting average when we had the episode of SGR? I don't think you were here.
It was under 100. It was under 100.
And we were like, is he washed up? Is he whatever? He's sitting at 314 right now.
Yeah.
So, again, that's why you can't look into spring training too deeply, right? But...
right.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
He knocked the dust off.
And excited.
He had three home runs yesterday, eight RBI. He's batting 314 this spring with the season around the corner. Let's be optimistic here that Big G still has it.
When the evidence starts to back itself up, it's a fair question to ask. He was
absolutely
terrible last year. He was hitting 080 or whatever it was.
Absolutely.
Now he had a night like last night, and you wonder, can that guy be the guy? Can that be Big G, the game wrecker, Dick Bick, can he be that guy again?
Here's something I'll say.
Here's what I'm going to say. Before you say that, I want to make a declaration.
Okay. Oh, here it is. I'm excited for this right now. I know what it's going to be.
The Giancarlo Stan SMD Tour 2024, it's in full effect.
Wow.
Giancarlo Stan SMD Tour, you heard it here. Okay.
Does that mean it's really going to be next year?
Oh,
it's probably going to be next. That's right. It was a year old. Okay, cool.
Listen.
I'm pumped for you. I've always loved Garrett. Obviously, I've always loved Garrett. I've always loved Giancarlo Stanton, man. And I always thought that the Yankee fans gave this guy a lot of undue shit, and he's always handled it perfectly. And I just, dude, he's going to wreck shit this year.
Here's what
positive? Let's be positive.
Here's what I'll say real quick on Stanton. Again, it's still spring training. He's got to do it over 162-game season.
Or 110 for him.
Okay. And I'm not saying that he can't be a bum again. It's obviously possible, but you didn't just see three home runs last night. You saw a guy who clearly has more in the tank than he showed all of last year. Like, that just doesn't disappear. When you're able to show it, when you're able to come back and be leaner and more athletic and hopefully looking to stay healthier. And then you go out there and now you're starting to hit the ball. You're starting to be dangerous and you're fucking hitting them over the batter's eye. This guy clearly still has something in there, and it's more than we thought. So he still got it.
Yeah. Still has the high exit velo, like Kevin Cruz just said.
Exactly.
Still hitting 115. Like those are all the pieces that scouts are looking for. They're still making that solid contact. He's still doing that. So
look, you got to respect the guy. Came into camp in different shape, trying something different, different batting stance, and then it paid off in a big way last night. And let's go. I think it's gonna pay off for the Yankees in the long run over the course of the season. Like I said, if that OPS is over 800 and it approaches 850, it's gonna be a tough offense to stop.